The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Next Best Thing with Linda C. Thompson. This show will intrigue and inspire you and keep you on the pulse of what's going on in healthcare, politics, the arts, and more. Now, here's your host, Linda C. Thompson.
Welcome to The Next Best Thing. I'm your show host, Linda C. Thompson. The Next Best Thing covers the entire spectrum of experience, from lollipops to loving, technology to thrilling, healthcare to holiness. If it's an issue to you, we find those who know. And we have done that again today with Kirby Lammers. His credentials just astound me. I don't even know where to start. You know, 25 years of experience in management, coaching, training, sales, wellness, professional speaking. He's an inspirtainer. As a writer, I love that word. You know, if it's a made-up word, I love it. And president of EBC. I'm going to tease that up because we're going to talk about it more later. Welcome, Kirby. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And if anybody recognizes this Texas accent, there's a very good reason for that.
Which would be?
Down here in Houston, Texas, and having a great time. Lived in Texas all my life. A native Houstonian, by the way. But had a very unusual but a great life.
Oh, my God. I grew up in Beaumont, Texas.
Did you really? Wow.
We have to have this conversation offline.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
But I love the city of Houston, and it has one of the nicest skylines, and have family here. So mm-hmm. I think as long as my mom is alive and still going strong and lots of family here, we'll probably remain here.
I think we have a lot to talk about, but let's talk with our listeners in Radio Land because it's about them.
Oh, absolutely.
This is our ongoing series of dialogues in healthcare, and I know you cover a myriad of topics. I want to start with your views on health, on heart prevention, heart disease prevention and reversal.
Yes.
The word disease itself carries within it clues. Dis-ease. So give us your thoughts.
Well, first of all, heart disease, it's the number one killer in America. Mm-hmm. And and Americans continue to participate in this. And with all the dialogue and the information that is out there and the internet, we keep, it's like embracing the disease. And I'm going, well, is there a lack of education? What is going on? And, you know, I feel like that a lot of times, you know, life comes calling and people have a wake-up call and the doctor says, well, you know, you have heart disease and we've got to put you on cholesterol-lowering medication, and we've got to maybe put some stents in, or we need to do some open-heart surgery because you have some arteries blocked. All these things, and then we try to go back and live our life again, and then not everybody is patient-compliant with that, too.
Yes.
And they've been knocked up beside the head. So I'm thinking, you know, we really need to start all the way as conditioning with kids, and we need to start conditioning people on the front side on how to properly eat and drink and exercise their bodies And we take care of our cars more than what we do our bodies.
Amazing, isn't it?
It
and
is.
We throw around these phrases, heartbreak, heartache. We know that's not that's an emotional state, not a physical state.
Right.
And yet there's a connection.
Yes. There's a connection to all that, and the heart is the main engine of the body. And so we put oil in our cars, and we're very picky about the type of oil that we put in the car, but we're not so picky about what we do to fuel our engine, you know, the gasoline and the oil and everything that it takes to make that engine run properly. And it's amazing. I have a camp called Champions Kids Camp, mm-hmm. partner with some friends of mine. And I tell you, it's amazing how many people come to camp and these kids, some of them have heart disease and they have diabetes, you know, pumps and things like this. It's amazing what's going on. And diabetes always leads to you're going to die with heart disease.
Amazing.
So many
and all of it can be prevented.
Well, first of all, you know, prevention versus intervention. And prevention is so much cheaper than the intervention. And why we don't do things right on the front side, I don't know. But what we must do is quantify our health. You know, a lot of people don't even know what to do. And the most simple thing that people could do is to monitor your blood pressure.
Yes.
You can get a blood pressure monitor anywhere.
Around that you can do it daily at home in the privacy of
sure.
your own
at
place.
At least do it three times a week and monitor your blood pressure. And if you're upset, take your blood pressure and see what it is when you're upset.
Mm-hmm.
If you're relaxed and you're feeling great and you're almost in a trance, take your blood pressure and see what it is. But also check and see what the norm is. But that's one of the best ways is to monitor our heart health is with a blood pressure monitor, and then also see what your regular pulse is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it should be below 120 over 80, and a great pulse should be, you know, at least 60. Now, I'm 56 years old, and my pulse is around 54. And then my regular blood pressure now is about 115 over 74. That's really good for age 56.
Very good.
But I monitor that and I quantify that. There's other things that people can go do to quantify their health on the front side, and there's other imaging type devices. I've been through what is called a CT angiogram or a 64-slash imaging system. Have you heard of that, Linda?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And it's 7 seconds. So you're not getting like a high radiation. I know there's radiation scares and things like that with these CT scans. But we're talking about being able to detect heart disease in 7 seconds with a minimal amount of contrast. And to be able to see your heart in 3D and look at all different types of plaque. There's not just one plaque for the arteries. There's actually five. But what we're the most concerned with is unstable plaque. That's where there is no warning at all. And your first symptom of heart disease is death.
Yeah. And personally, I find it fascinating to look at my heart.
Yes.
You'll see your heart a whole different way. Cool.
But they can identify all the different things of that heart way better than even a heart catheterization.
Yes.
Or, you know, you heard of the body scans or just a plain heart scan. This mm-hmm. is far superior to those types of scans. And it's really up to the person that's reading the scan. That's very important. So you can't just go anywhere. But most of your major hospitals have that, and there are even some cardiologists that had that in their office today.
Yes.
And a good friend of mine, I used to market him as a cardiologist. This is where I learned all of my heart information is from him. And he said, Kirby, I don't want to cut on people. I really want to quantify their health. I want to prevent them from having a heart attack, but we need to know where they are right now to know what we need to do and how to start preventing an episode. And if they have heart disease, let's start working towards the reversal.
We've got to have a baseline. That's true.
Dangerous places.
And your thoughts on that reversal.
Yes.
What does it take? Well, supplements, exercise, monitoring.
Yes. First of all, reversing is going to be patient compliance, and it's going to be, your diet. And I recommend eating about six times a day.
Small meals.
Smaller portions, yes. Keeping yourself hydrated. I mean, people don't drink enough water.
I'm laughing because my one true addiction to life.
Your one is water?
Yep.
Very good.
And I have a special brand. And I can pass a blind taste test every time.
Really?
Yeah.
What is your brand? I'm just curious.
Well, okay.
Can you name
it? I'm glad we're not FCC regulated. Evian. Evian is mine.
But, what is it? I didn't hear you.
Evian.
Evian, sure. Sure. Well, you know what?
It tastes sweet to me. And it's
main thing
a wonderful.
Is drink
I have
water.
Allergies. And it's a wonderful flush.
Yes,
because I'm not going to take antihistamine. Those things are bad for you.
Right. And I know not everybody has good water. I can go to different spots here in Texas and not want to drink certain water. But the main thing is find good water. If you have to go drink an Ozarka or anything like that.
Good water.
Go drink some type of good water. Also, what I recommend, if it's not as good a water, you're a little nervous about it, is, put a few drops of lemon juice in it or lime juice. It's okay.
I'm thirsty. I've got to take a sip of water.
Take a sip of water. All of America can take a sip of water right now. Let's all toast together.
I know. Let's hold
anyway,
in our hearts. Wishes
I drink,
for the,
when I get up
what's
in the morning,
going on in
I drink
and
two
take
glasses
a sip of water.
Of lemon water.
I'm irreverent. Okay.
I drink two glasses of lemon water every morning when I first get up. And I tell
just
you
two?
What. Two big glasses of lemon water.
Oh, my.
And I tell you what, I feel so good after I do that. And then I'll work out on a fitness ball for about 30 minutes
mm-hmm.
after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I may drink a cup of coffee or two, and that's it, and my breakfast. And I tell you what, it affects my skin, my hair, I mean, everything looks so much better. Now, I know I am bald on the top, but I have great hair on the sides, Linda.
Well, bald is good, especially for guys.
On both sides of my family, there's baldness. But I tell you what.
I will tell you, we are the same age, and I'm a natural strawberry blonde. I have never dyed my hair.
Oh, wow.
And I have no signs of gray.
Fantastic.
And so I can attest to the organics, the things that you're speaking of.
Yes.
So, Kirby, hold that thought. We're going to talk more about heart, hair, and sipping water.
Okay.
Right after we take a brief break on The Next Best Thing, and I am your show host, Linda C. Thompson. We'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. TriEye is passionate about our credibility and the reputation of our clients. We build long-term value-added relationships, optimize social capital and bottom-line results. TriEye features the three I's. Insight. Identifying client vision, strategy, and goals. Designing perfect programs and invigorating individuals, teams, organizations. Inspiration. Enlivening vision, strategy, and goals in the heart, mind, spirit of all in the organization. Implementation. Pragmatic results, outcomes, and plans for follow-through. For follow-up and an assessment of our success, visit TRIIST.com today. acclaimed author, playwright, poet, singer, actor, and beauty, Linda C. Thompson is the double, triple threat. You can anticipate a stunning performance in her next three books already in the works. Psst, her personal next best thing? She's in training to be a horse whisperer. For more information about Linda C. Thompson and to view her blogs, check out her podcasts, and connect with her community, visit www.lindasworlds.com. Again, that's lindasworlds.com. Listen for MD Radio on Voice America.
That's Muscular Development Radio.
Every Monday, your hosts Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler will take you inside the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. The show will feature Hall of Fame bodybuilders, trainers, judges, and the future champions of tomorrow. Plus, you'll be invited to participate in our call-in Ask the Pros feature. And our nutritional spotlight will feature products that can help you achieve your fitness goals. MD Radio is broadcast live Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific on Voice America.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com. You're enjoying The Next Best Thing with host Linda C. Thompson, a show that sorts out this confusing, complex world by keeping you one step ahead of the game. Let's continue our discussion. Here's Linda C. Thompson.
Welcome back to The Next Best Thing. I'm your show host, Linda C. Thompson, and we are enjoying a delightful conversations with Kirby Lammers, President EBC. We'll get to that, and we're going to talk more about heart health, sipping water, and the connection of all of it. Hi, Kirby.
Hello, Linda. We're having a great time. Thank you so
we
much.
We are. We're finding show. More connections than we thought.
I do. We're going
now,
to get
before break, we were
time,
speaking
you,
about
sipping
water and the morning routine. You said you drank two glasses of lemon water.
Yes.
I said just two because I drank a lot of water. And
mm-hmm. But that,
and the
I do
know,
that
moving around,
yeah,
an exercise program, and stuff
yeah,
like
I
that.
I drink water all day.
Must.
Yes. But the thing is getting up and also getting some exercise and getting your warming up your engine to get it ready to go. And most people, what they do is they get up in the morning, they may drink a little bit of coffee, they put a couple of Pop-Tarts in, they eat that down,
ouch,
and they're out the door, and then they show up at the office, and then they have some donuts, and then they have some more coffee, and wonder why they can't work effectively.
Yeah.
And sugar is one of our main enemies. Sugar and salt are really two
bad,
of the main enemies
bad.
For causing heart disease.
Certainly is.
And we can't function on all those carbohydrates like that. When we get up and we eat all
protein.
Those sugars and then it does the damage to the heart, I mean, it affects our entire engine, which also affects your brain function and memory retention. And so we wonder why we don't work effectively in America today. But we go and people sabotage us by delivering all these donuts and pastries to the office. So I don't know why the companies actually do that. I know they're trying to do something for the employees, but it's not working. They're actually sabotaging themselves.
Now, I had a friend who was from Europe and opened a sweet shop in New York City.
Okay.
And was going out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Then she added six times the amount of sugar. Business took off.
Oh, no.
It was awful.
But, you know, you can't do what you don't know. And
you know,
I think people
no
learn after they have the heart
sugar.
Disease. They go, well, what caused that? Well, no
addiction.
Wonder, and we're saying it's the sugar.
Yeah, it is.
And after interviewing so many cardiologists, in speaking with so many forums with a cardiologist that I used to market, I tell you, it was just amazing to hear these doctors say, you know, we try to tell our patients, but our patients just won't listen.
Yeah.
And then even when it's too late, they're still not listening.
I have some friends that are cardiologists say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you a little bit about this. There is a wonderful supplement that we both take, and in terms of preventing and reversing heart disease, CoQ10, enzyme naturally occurring in the body, but can, in the right dosage, be very therapeutic.
Yes, it is, and it's one of the tools to help reverse heart disease. Also, what happens, though, they'll give you Lipitor or some type of lowering cholesterol drug because you have heart disease and they're trying to lower the cholesterol. But what happens is then that eats up your CoQ10.
Yeah.
It causes other problems.
And there's lots of good cholesterol.
Yes.
You know, it's the rancid bad cholesterol you don't need.
Right.
Which, and how do you get it? Oh, sugar.
Sugar. There you go. And, you know, let's discuss this, because I have an interesting story kind of about the cholesterols. Sometimes people have trouble remembering, you know, which is the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol. And anyway, so the LDL is the best way to remember that is your lousy cholesterol, LDL. And then your HDL is your good cholesterol, but that's your happy cholesterol.
I love that. I've never heard that before.
So LDL, lousy. HDL, happy.
Happy.
Now,
happy.
This is an easy way to understand how this cholesterol works. Your happy cholesterol, let's think of as the garbage trucks. Your LDL is the trash cans. Now, what you want are large particles of your HDL, but you want large particle sizes of your LDL, because you want large garbage trucks to be able to find these large garbage cans and pick them up and take them out and flush them out of the system.
So is it safe to say that these, you know, just random measures without this distinction between happy cholesterol and lousy cholesterol, I'll remember that forever, thank you very much, is really a smokescreen?
In what way?
Well, it really doesn't improve, help you prevent or reverse heart disease.
If you know, if your cholesterol tests are being done properly, which most are not.
That's correct.
When you check your cholesterol, most doctors will go, okay, this is what your HDL is and this is what your LDL is, and this is your triglycerides, and this is what it is. And you could be, say, wow, you know, he pats you on the back and says your cholesterol is 180. And the question
the
is,
number,
can you still die of heart disease
number.
If your cholesterol
you
is 180?
It, no matter what.
You can die of heart disease if your cholesterol is 180.
Yeah.
But they don't know how what they're not measuring and what they're not telling you.
Yeah, it's really
is that there's so many other factors that have to do that they can take. The cardiologist I work with, they're going to check, instead of for three or four factors, they're going to check anywhere from 18 to 24 factors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the cholesterol. Now, my cardiologist says you want your HDL above 60, you want your LDL below 60, and you want your triglycerides below 60. And if you can accomplish that, you will not have heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible.
You know, personal story, heart disease or heart attacks or whatever run in my family. And
yeah.
As soon as I tell my story to any doctor, they immediately hook me up to an EKG.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm.
But I have no problems with my heart. In fact, I had my heart tested for the developmental age as opposed to chronological.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about 20 in terms of my heart.
All right.
But it's all I'm at. So it's not really, I mean, there may be some genetic factors,
mm-hmm.
but those are not determinant. You can overcome those.
Absolutely. But what I've learned is it depends on the individual, but it's genetics play 25 to maybe 30%, and that's it.
I think that's right.
70%, 80% is your lifestyle.
Well, I think I was mixed up at the hospital, or my mother was half alien or something. That would explain a lot. Anyway,
but anyway, there's so many other factors. I mean, there's things called like the LP little a. LP meaning lipoprotein, and little a meaning abnormal protein that attaches itself to the LDL.
Yes.
Now, I'm trying not to get too complicated, but what I've got to say is that the LP little a is the deadliest cholesterol there is, and most doctors do not check for it.
That's really sad in a way.
So the Berkeley Heart Lab will check for that, and there's another lab called SpectraCell. And SpectraCell's home office is in Houston.
There you go.
They will check for the LP little a because they know how important it is, and your real great competent cardiologist will look for that too, and they want to know what the C-reactive protein is and the LPPLA too. I'm just saying these numbers so I know the common person isn't going to know what all this means. But go research that. Go into the American Heart Association website. Go and do some research and take your own responsibility. People need to step up and say, I am responsible. It's not the
doctors, one of the most,
it's not society.
Incredible
it's
things a doctor told me once is you are the only person that is your 24/7 doc.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I like that.
So the wonderful technology that you just explained, big A, little a, and the factors, et cetera,
yes.
Boil it down for us for the listenership that really may not get that.
The main thing is there's more factors that they need to be checking on that will narrow down what your issues may be, or you have quantified that you have great heart health, and you need to maintain that.
With CoQ10 and at least...
CoQ10 and fish oil. I am a firm believer in fish oil.
And protein and a little movement. I mean, it doesn't have to be giant exercise, but, hey, stretch, yoga, you know.
Right. And
I mean,
stress.
10 minutes,
so much.
Three times
just
a day
stress.
Is just as good as 30
stress,
minutes once a day.
Our thoughts put so much stress on the heart. But the more we exercise, you got to understand the heart is a muscle, and we need to build that up. And
exercise
the more that
the muscles
we can
of the heart
exercise
and
that
the
heart,
mind,
the more stress we can take.
There you go. You know, we're going to go in, we're going to take another quick break, and we talked about breakfast, and which we didn't come back to, and I want to come back to it after this quick break when we have more cramming Kirby into a lot of conversation, a lot of things we can talk about, and we're going to talk about as many as we can before we have him back for a second show. Hello, and we'll be back in just a moment with more of The Next Best Thing. I'm your show host, Linda C. Thompson.
The experts. Call toll free right now 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling
voiceamerica.com.
TriEye is passionate about our credibility and the reputation of our clients. We build long-term value-added relationships, optimize social capital and bottom-line results. TriEye features the three eyes.
Insight.
Identifying client vision, strategy, and goals. Designing perfect programs and invigorating individuals, teams, organizations.
Inspiration.
Enlivening vision, strategy, and goals in the heart, mind, spirit of all in the organization.
Implementation.
Pragmatic results, outcomes, and plans for follow-through. For follow-up and an assessment of our success, visit TRIIST.com today. Acclaimed author, playwright, poet, singer, actor, and beauty, Linda C. Thompson is the double, triple threat. You can anticipate a stunning performance in her next three books already in the works.
Her personal next best thing?
She's in training to be a horse whisperer. For more information about Linda C. Thompson and to view her blogs, check out her podcasts, and connect with her community, visit www.lindasworlds.com. Again, that's lindasworlds.com. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Do you lack energy and enthusiasm? Do you really want to change your thoughts and feelings? Can you really stay sane when your life isn't? Of course you can, just by listening to Stay Sane Now each week with Claudine Struck and co-host Wesley Stoller. You'll have fun and learn how to make each new day the best day of your life. Every show is designed to energize and get you started off on the next week. Stay Sane Now is broadcast live Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific on 7th Wave Network. Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com. Enjoying the next best thing with host Linda C. Thompson, a show that sorts out this confusing, complex world by keeping you one step ahead of the game. Let's continue our discussion. Here's Linda C. Thompson. Enjoying the next best thing with host Linda C. Thompson, a show that sorts out this confusing, complex world by keeping you one step ahead of the game. Let's continue our discussion. Here's Linda C. Thompson.
Welcome back to the next best thing. I'm your show host, Linda C. Thompson. We're having a fantabulous, that's another made-up word, conversation with Kirby Lammers, president of EBC, which we're going to get to. Over break, we talked about, he and I, breakfast and his own near-death experience and what brought him back. And if you don't mind, Kirby, I know we didn't plan to talk about this, but I'd like, if you don't mind, share that with us.
Sure. When I was 18 years old, I woke up one morning 18 pounds heavier than when I went to bed.
Go,
that's impossible. But, Linda, I woke up like a balloon.
Yeah, that's not good.
And so they rushed me to the emergency room, and they said right away I had to have some type of a kidney issue. And the doctor came back and said, with tears, and he had been our doctor for a long time, and he said he has nephrosis.
Mm.
And my parents will go, well, okay, well, what's that? And he said, well, it's known to be a fatal kidney disease. And so I spent about 6 weeks up at the Methodist Hospital, and there's teams of doctors coming in and all these tests. But they couldn't do anything for me. And basically he had said, started saying, you know, I want to say your goodbyes, and we don't know what to do to cure this. And what happens is that your kidneys don't filter properly, and then your body becomes toxic, and you die.
Yeah.
And I told the doctors, I said, you know what, I am pointed towards life, not death, and I'm not going anywhere. Well, the next morning, I said, I'm still alive, I'm still here. It had an unbelievable sense of humor with all this.
Mm-hmm.
And they started doing all the tests, and they came back very puzzled and said, your tests are normal. They kept me 3 more days testing, and they kept coming back normal.
Scratching heads. I can just see it now. Scratching
their
heads going,
and
what?
They
what?
Don't know. It just came on as fast as, you know, as it went, but you know, I had a lot of prayers, and I really feel like the good Lord healed me and gave me purpose in life, and was to go out and make a difference in life, and show people a better way and to value their life.
I think our spiritual purpose is important to know and do in whatever way, whether it's, you know, facilitating radio, writing books, discovering the cure for cancer, whatever it is.
Sure.
It's a spiritual purpose. But there's something I want to hone in on here.
Okay.
And that is, you said, I'm pointed toward life, not death.
Yes.
And cognitive psychology has told us for years, we don't listen, but it's the research has been there for 30 years, that the messages we give ourselves, the internal dialogue, because we talk 5 times faster inside than we ever talk outside.
Yes.
I mean, I know you're listening on dripping, you know, on every word I say, but your mind is thinking of at least 5 or 6 other things.
So, minute to be accurate.
Psychology says that the messages we give ourselves are the most powerful determinant of health, behavior, and life.
Yes.
There you go.
Totally get that. And I challenge America out there, if you were to put yourself, say there is a flat line, and on one side of the line was death, the left side, just draw a line across a piece of paper, the left side is death, the right side would be life. Where would you put yourself on that line? And then next, and this is the most important, draw an arrow on which direction you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Are you pointed towards
that? I really like that. Would you say that one more
life?
Time? Because it's very practical that people can do.
Yes. And then it's not really where you are on the line. It's the direction that you're pointed.
Absolutely.
You could be down to death, close to death like I was,
mm-hmm.
but you know what? I was pointed towards life.
Yes.
Or maybe you've been living a really great life, and you've been exercising, you've been eating right, and all these things, and you're up here on this spectrum, but now you're pointed towards death because you stopped taking care of yourself, and things are, or something has happened, and now you're pointed towards death. And sometimes we kind of vacillate back and forth. But on that line, what you've got to do is pick the right side of the line up that it says life, and go straight up with it on an incline. Because pointing towards life and going that direction is much more difficult than dying. See, all we have to do is nothing, and we will die. But if you really want to live, it's like going mountain climbing every single day. So I say, learn to live mountain climbing. Go get your boots. Get everything you need to climb those mountains and go to work at it and love every minute of it.
You know, mountain climbing is so much fun, though. I want to come back to fun, but in just a moment, one of the prescriptions, I'm not a doctor, I give clients is get eyeball to eyeball with yourself in the mirror.
Yes.
And chant.
Okay.
Or say.
Yes.
I am. And then fill in the blank. Living,
very good.
Joyous, loving, laughing, but you got to do it eyeball to eyeball, regularly, every day.
A talk with yourself. Very good.
People have done amazing, you know, things based on that. got an amazing result. It's so simple, and it has an incredible result.
Yes, it does. And people that don't do that, things sneak up on them. And like I say, life comes calling.
Our death comes calling.
Yes.
Yeah. don't think I'm going to open the door to that.
like that heart disease. When I say 50% of the people are dying of heart disease, whether you be male or female, And the first symptom was death. There was no chest pain. There's no shortness of breath. There was no nothing.
Right.
And that's why I really, really preach quantify your health. Mm-hmm. Find a good doctor. Go to the cardiologist for a preventive reason, not because you're having an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Go to find out what and quantify what your heart health is right now.
I like it.
Most people are scared, though. They're scared to death of a cardiologist.
Because, you know, there's only one time right now. There's only one place here.
Yes.
And there's only one person, me. And that's going to always be true.
But look in the mirror as you're talking to yourself and ask, do you look healthy? Look at your eyes. Look at your skin. Look at your teeth. Look at you and just go, do I look well? And if you don't look well, you need to start looking well and start doing something about it.
You betcha.
And I am doing it.
Well,
and sometimes it's the embrace to say, I am already well.
there's enormous power in I am.
Yes.
And, oh, go get your hair done. Nothing else.
But
I told you about laughter.
First,
you know, okay. It really does change your whole physiology.
Right. Well, do something for you. My wife, she's always giving me these creams and things like that, and here I'll be going on TV and age 56, and she walks up to me, and she's 9 years younger than I am, but she'll walk up and say, your skin looks better than mine. Said, yes, honey, I keep stealing all your creams and doing everything to look good.
Oh, laughter is the best medicine.
Yes,
it really is.
Laugh. And that's one thing that I love. I mean, is my wife and I, we laugh. We're a comedy team all the time. She's very funny. But
it's just so great.
And forth. But wherever you are you providing the feel-good environment? When you walk into a room, are you providing the feel-good environment,
mm-hmm.
or are you dragging everybody down?
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, are you pushing people away, or are you pulling them in? If you're a magnet for people, you're pulling them in.
You know, and we've both been in front of people most of our lives.
Yes.
You know, facilitating, all that kind of stuff. Everybody's going to play test the speaker, test the facilitator, laughter.
Yes.
It'll always work.
Humor
it's
works
really hard time. To give the facilitator a hard time when you're laughing.
Hell.
I mean, you know, try taking somebody down when you're laughing.
It doesn't work. It's tough, but when you're a fun person to be with, whether you're in front of 5,000 people or you're in front of one person, people want to be around fun, loving, good people.
It's a magnet.
Yes, it is.
When we
you don't
come
want to
back,
be pushing people away.
I hear them. When we come back, we're going to take another short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about breakfast.
Okay.
Because we didn't finish that. And a few other things like EBC. I know I teased that up just for last. And
okay.
And who knows what's going to come out of my mouth. So, we're going to go suck a lozenger and sip water, and we'll be right back with more of The Next Best Thing. Kirby Lambers, and I am your show host, Linda C. Thompson.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
TriEye is passionate about our credibility and the reputation of our clients. We build long-term value-added relationships, optimize social capital and bottom-line results. TriEye features the three I's.
Insight.
Identifying client vision, strategy, and goals. Designing perfect programs and invigorating individuals, teams, organizations.
Inspiration.
Enlivening vision, strategy, and goals in the heart, mind, spirit of all in the organization.
Implementation.
Pragmatic results, outcomes, and plans for follow-through. For follow-up and an assessment of our success, visit TRIIST.com today.
Dad, let's sing that bedtime song.
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball, while gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Acclaimed author, playwright, poet, singer, actor, and beauty, Linda C. Thompson is the double, triple threat. You can anticipate a stunning performance in her next three books already in the works.
Psst, her personal next best thing?
She's in training to be a horse whisperer. For more information about Linda C. Thompson and to view her blogs, check out her podcasts, and connect with her community, visit www.lindasworlds.com. Again, that's lindasworlds.com.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Enjoying The Next Best Thing with host Linda C. Thompson, a show that sorts out this confusing, complex world by keeping you one step ahead of the game. Let's continue our discussion. Here's Linda C. Thompson.
Welcome back to The Next Best Thing. I'm your show host, Linda C. Thompson. We are having more fun. It should be illegal. No, it shouldn't be illegal. It should be promoted. It should be legislated. I'd love to see the Murph bill in Congress.
There you go.
I'm teasing. So welcome back, Kirby.
It's a pleasure being on your show. Thank you so much. You've been a wonderful host.
And the pleasure is, well, not all mine, because it's yours too.
Oh, thank you.
So let's see. We're going to talk about breakfast.
Yes.
We'll probably talk about laughter again because neither of us are going to resist it. And we're going to talk about EBC.
Okay.
Ooh, yum.
Well, let's talk about breakfast. You know, breakfast.
You know, and you steal your wife's face creams?
Yes. She gets them for me, too, but it's like when she gets a new one, you know, I've got to try it. And before you know it, it's on my side.
More men should do that. Not steal, but just use them.
I really don't steal it. She knows it, but she accuses me of stealing it, but really she
And you laugh about it.
She wants me to look good. I know she does.
Yeah, you're a comedy team.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing. It's really wonderful. I mean, starting with Norman Cousins and, you know, Anatomy of an Illness, we knew about the physiology of mirth and laughing yourself to health and all that kind of stuff. Don't know why we don't do it more, but there it is.
Really? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the reputation is out about my cream. She had a friend come, and they wrote to San Antonio to do an event. And this lady is in the makeup business too, and represents a line of products. And what does she do? She brings me presents of new creams and things like that. I thought it was hilarious.
You're busted. So busted.
Isn't that funny? So I have a reputation out there, and all these people are bringing me creams and samples and things like that that are in that business. It's amazing.
Because I'm in makeup. It's time to go into makeup. Well, let's talk a bit more about breakfast.
Okay. That's one of those meals that's the most ignored meal that there is, and it's the most important. It's the rudder of the day. It's what you must have. In order to feed that engine, first of all, you slept hopefully 8 hours, and you have fasted for 8 hours. And if you get up and you don't eat, you're going to start having a low.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need in the mornings is protein, but we need a balanced meal. You can have some carbs, but it needs to be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
But that should be your largest meal. It really should. You should be like the king in the mornings.
Pure protein powders. You can make a shake.
Yes.
You can do all kinds of things that are very, very healthy for a protein breakfast.
Yes.
You can also meditate, move around, stretch, do a few exercises.
That's part of your breakfast.
And, man, you're raring to go.
That is part of your breakfast, that entire routine right there.
And you can do it all at the same time. Well, more or less.
But take the time to get your day going correctly.
You can do all that within 20 or 25
not
minutes.
Failure.
Because I do.
Yeah.
I bet you do, too.
And that's what people need to do. Set
yourself
up for success.
Of course, unless your wife brings you a new cream.
Pamper yourself, but set it up properly. Well, I have kids. Well, I have to get to the office. Well, I got to drive for 2 hours in traffic. Well, just plan on those things. And if you have to drive for 2 hours in traffic, well, then I would be eating a great, there's plenty of time to eat a great, healthy breakfast on the way.
Well, yeah, there are things called straws.
Yes. So with all the shakes and the juicing and all the different things that are available to us, we must take advantage of those. But we don't need to get up and have a couple of donuts and get out the door and then wonder why we have stomach aches, neck aches, headaches, and then having heart disease and then having to go spend all that money in prescription medications and then costing your company all that money in the health insurance.
I want to come back to that. But I will say, once you get used to not eating sugar,
mm-hmm.
it tastes bad.
It really does.
It's awful.
Right. You know, even going out to eat, I used to eat a lot of meals we don't do that anymore. But if we do and we're going to meet friends or there's a special occasion, we'll go out but we don't eat as much. We eat half the meal and we take back a lot of the food home to eat another for a couple more nights or something. But my wife and I have noticed that we feel lethargic. We don't mm-hmm. function right if we go out and eat out.
Yeah, it's difficult when you travel for work.
Yes.
But you can do it. I've done
you
it
can
for
do it. You just
you
gotta
know,
plan
25
into
years
do.
And have done it. So
there's grocery stores in every town.
There's grocery stores. There are ways to pick foods that are at least minimally dysfunctional.
Right.
So it's possible.
Yes.
Now, let's see. We are going to talk about EBC. Come on, give it up.
Yes, EBC stands for the Entrepreneur Broadcasting Company. And we are building slates of shows, and I'll have my own show called Mind, Body, and Business.
You know,
and we're building shows to bring out to build
tossed around in companies for I don't know how long.
Okay.
And what is a real wellness program, and what will EBC do to promote that?
Well, in Mind, Body, and Business, I've been in corporate wellness for years, and with Mind, Body, and Business, it's all about setting up the proper wellness programs, and I really feel that it needs to be a customized solution for each company because there's different needs within each company. But it starts from the top, mm-hmm. and the CEO or the owner or the leaders of the companies must lead by example or the program will fail. And I've always believed in going in and working with those top people and to create the want to from the employees. So the employees are coming back going, I want a dose of what you have. You just supplied the want to, and now you're on your way to building a culture of wellness within the entire company.
Amen. And I would build on that and say that, my philosophy of consulting is, you can talk about communication issues, but unless you understand the nuances, the personalities of a particular client, it's worthless. Worthless!
I hear you. Yet you got to understand, and when you go through HR and they just say you can sign up for this wellness program if you want, then they're getting only about a 3 to 5% utilization rate, so you might as well not even have one.
Yeah, I know. And they use processed meat in their sandwiches.
Yes. But somebody's got to properly lead the initiative consistently every single day.
Okay, so that's a call to action. All you leaders out there, do it.
Yes.
Well, Kirby, it's been a delight having you on the show, and we're going to have to meet, and we're going to have you back.
I want to. I've enjoyed it. I had a great time. You're a wonderful host. What a great show that you have.
And next week, we're going to take a little detour, REITs, Rascals, and other economic outlooks with Ed Dyke. So till next week. This is your show host, Linda C. Thompson, and the next best thing.
Thanks again for joining us for the Next Best Thing. Linda C. Thompson will be back for another exciting edition next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Until then, have the best week.